Hi everyone. Thanks for stopping by my poster. My name is Melanie Hunter and I'm a fourth year pharmacy student. And I'm here to tell you about my PharmD project. This project was a case report looking at the use of adjunctive digital health technology in a 35-year-old female with cystic fibrosis. So to give you a little bit of background, so cystic fibrosis is a complex disease state that has a lot of moving parts in the therapy and the treatment, and it can have really a high treatment burden for patients. So we hypothesized that some digital health technology tools may assist patients as they try to manage and balance their complex regimens. So AmerisourceBergen created what's called the Pharmacy Extension Solution, which is an app called Flow paired with some smart buttons for patients to use. So to dive into the case a little bit, the patient was a 35-year-old Caucasian female with cystic fibrosis. She had the F508del heterozygous gene mutation. And we followed her over 6 months as she used the app. We also followed her healthcare utilization, her lung function, and quality of life throughout the 6 months, as well as comparing that to baseline. So at baseline, this patient was using chest physiotherapy, oral and inhaled antibiotics, inhaled pulmonary medications, pancreatic enzymes, mucolytics, nasal rinses, a monoclonal antibody, and then also a modulator to manage her cystic fibrosis. And she also had cystic acne, insomnia, anxiety, and depression. So, we asked her to use the Pharmacy Extension Solution. So the kit came with 8 smart buttons that she could place around her home with various parts of her routine, like her morning medications or maybe by her exercise jacket and her chest physiotherapy, one by her nebulizer. So it kind of integrates into the home. And then when you've completed one of your parts of your therapy regimen, you can click the smart button, and then that data is then sent to the app. So then the app will then kind of track all the data, and that data is then visible to both the patient and the healthcare team. And then also it will track the patient's medication delivery schedule and kind of allow them to set their own individual goals. And then we also tracked healthcare utilization. So kind of looking at hospitalizations, ER visits, outpatient visits, and length of stay when they were hospitalized to kind of give us an idea about that, as well as looking at the patient's quality of life and then their lung function at different time points. So I have some graphs here, but sort of the highlights. We believe that Flow may have contributed to some modest benefits in maybe decreasing length of hospital stay, increasing the number of times that patients were seen as an outpatient. And then we also saw an improved lung function and saw that lung function rebounded after hospitalization. And then the patient's overall quality of life did improve after using the app. So this is obviously a case report, so it's not powered to show any statistical significance. But it does further the discussion around digital health tools and how we can help patients who are managing chronic disease states such as cystic fibrosis. So we look forward to hopefully, you know, repeating this on a large scale with more patients to really be able to dig into the statistical significance and clinical significance of what this these tools might be able to offer patients. So if you have any questions, feel free to leave any questions or comments in the chat and I will get back to you. But appreciate you stopping by. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.